Mr. Chairman, distinguished Madam Director General, Excellencies, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union. The candidate countries, Turkey, Croatia, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia and Iceland, the countries of the stabilization and association process and potential candidates, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Montenegro, Serbia, as well as Ukraine, the Republic of Moldova, and Armenia, Georgia, align themselves with this declaration. First of all, we would like to congratulate to Director General Dr. Margaret Chan on her handling of the high number of different health issues that have arisen since our last session in 2010. We welcome, among other achievements, the closing of several years long process of formulating the pandemic preparedness network. It was very encouraging to see that even though the issue was very complex and the process was difficult, member states have managed to overcome all difficulties in good spirit. Regarding the recent report of the International Health Regulations Committee, Review Committee, the EU is pleased to see that according to the committee's final conclusion, the WHO generally performed well during the last influenza pandemic, even though it confronted various challenges and that allegations made against the organizations were unfounded. We also welcome the start of common thinking on how to deal with falsified medicines. We congratulate the Director General on launching the reform process and would like to reassure you, Dr. Chan, that the European Union supports your work on this important and future-oriented road. The reform process is important to streamline, focus, and better use scarce resources. We will actively follow and constructively contribute to the process. We sincerely hope that the worst period of economic crisis is over by now. However, most countries will have to face constraints on their budgets for many years to come. In that respect, we expect that the WHO and also other global health budgets will remain under budget pressure. At the same time, the challenges for global health remain, which emphasizes the vital importance of the reform process set out by the Director General. This week, delegations from all over the world meet for the 64th time at the World Health Assembly, which has the leading role in global health. We are looking forward to having fruitful discussions on issues such as strengthening health systems, on which we are important, on which there are important draft resolutions to be accepted by the Assembly, including the resolution on sustainable health financing structures and universal coverage addressing the growing health inequalities in the world. We are glad that the agenda includes two other important topics which both were discussed at the World Health Assembly level decades ago, namely improving drinking water and sanitation and youth and health risks. We look forward to discussing the achievements on the health-related Millennium Development Goals, the new proposed strategy on HIV/AIDS 2011-2015, and the implementation plan on infant and young child nutrition, which strategy was adopted last year. We welcome the fact that this year the issue of non-communicable diseases is in the focus of the Assembly, since non-communicable diseases represent a leading threat to human health and a major barrier to development in the world. We note the growing global burden of non-communicable diseases as well as the number of premature deaths. Mortality from non-communicable diseases is projected to increase by 15% globally between 2010 and 2020. We believe it is high time to strengthen our efforts to tackle and address non-communicable diseases in a more effective way. Prevention of non-communicable chronic diseases calls for a strong and sustained political commitment and leadership, as well as for joint and multi-sectoral actions at international, regional, and national level. Constructive engagement and commitment is, in fact, crucial if we are to effectively address the key determinants of health, both in terms of lifestyles and underlying social and environmental factors. A coherent response must go beyond the health sector and requires a health in all policies approach. That is why the UN high-level meeting will be appropriate forum to discuss the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases in a holistic manner. The WHO has shown the way with its strategy and action plan for NCGs in its recent global status report. Non-communicable diseases are preventable to a great extent, and their underlying risk factors are well known and similar in all countries. Cost-effective interventions, which are affordable also in low-income countries, could prevent millions of premature deaths every year, such as measures to control tobacco use, increase physical activity, reduce salt intake, and reduce the harmful consumption of alcohol. Vertical initiatives are insufficient to meet complex population needs, so integrated solutions that engage a range of disciplines and sectors are needed. Strengthening health systems in this way results in improved capacity to respond to a range of diseases and conditions. The EU is committed to continue supporting developing countries in strengthening their health systems according to the Council conclusions on global health and in line with the Paris and Accra principles. We look forward to working with you all on these and other important issues in the days ahead, so that this assembly can really drive forward a shared and critical global health agenda. Thank you, Mr. Chair.